For KOW 94.9 in Seattle, I'm Arwen Nix, and you're listening to The Record. This week, we're going to be taking a look at some strange language. The words and phrases that are commonly used, but not always understood. When we have questions about language, we turn to language guru Ben Zimmer. He writes a language column for the Wall Street Journal, is a lexicographer, the executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus, and Vocabulary.com. Ross Reynolds sat down with Ben Zimmer last week to talk about doping. The Dutch word doping, meaning gravy or sauce for food, is commonly used to talk about performance-enhancing drugs in sports. So how did we get from gravy to drugs? Ben Zimmer explains.
That one does have an interesting history, and it goes back to Dutch settlers in the American colonies centuries ago who brought many of their Dutch words along with them, and many of them worked their way into American English. And one of those words was the Dutch word dope, which got spelled D-O-P-E when it was anglicized. And originally it did refer to gravy or sauce, something you would put on food. Washington Irving used it that way. So, you know, there were some early usage along those lines, and it eventually expanded its meaning to refer to any syrupy or thick substance, concoction. It could be medicinal, or it could be something related to drugs, which is what happened later in the 19th century when opium dens started popping up in major American cities. And among the opium addicts, they referred to the opium that you would use for smoking as dope because it had that kind of viscous quality to it. And so it developed lots of different meanings as a noun and also as a verb. If you were poisoned, for instance, if someone slipped poison into your drink, then that could be called doping. The way that it entered sporting usage was actually through horse racing. In the late 19th, early 20th centuries, it was very common for horses to be doped, which meant they were given some sort of substance to either speed them up or slow them down, depending on how the gamblers wanted the race to turn out. And at the time, horses were being given everything from whiskey to cocaine. This was just a lot of people trying to fix races by giving horses things. And so this was called doping already in the late 19th century. And in fact, the whole idea of doping horses was so common that if you were a tout, which was someone who would give out tips on a particular race, you had to know the information on every single horse, and you had to know whether a horse was being doped or not. And because of that, we get expressions like the straight dope or the inside dope, meaning inside information, because if you really wanted to know what was going on with the race, you had to know about the doping of the horses. So from the horse racing usage, we eventually get human competitors in the 20th century who were ingesting various illicit substances, very often in international competitions. This has been an ongoing problem, obviously, with the Olympics, for instance. And in the 1920s, they started trying to ban doping of athletes at these international competitions. But it's always been kind of a difficult term to define because, you know, new drugs or, you know, new substances keep popping up over the years, and different sports have been trying to define doping in their own ways.
So doping and dope has gone from gravy to opium to stuff that knocked out horses to performance-enhancing drugs for athletes. But there's also the dope. A dope is someone who's not too swift. Does that come back from the time when it was used in connection with opium, or you were befuddled and not too swift?
You know, that one is less clear, and I believe that dope, meaning a foolish or stupid person, actually has an independent origin in English dialects. And so calling someone a dope, that kind of developed on its own track. But then they kind of converged, I guess, when dope became associated with opium use. Then it kind of made sense, I guess. If you were calling someone dopey, for instance, it was as if they were under the influence of opium.
Wasn't one of the seven characters in the Disney film, and the it was dopey, smart, sneezy.
Right. I don't think that they were implying that Dopey was hopped up on opium.
You don't
opium,
think so, huh?
No, probably
don't be
not.
Naive, Ben. Ben Zimmer, thanks for the straight dope on doping. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Ben Zimmer, language columnist for The Wall Street Journal and our language guy. Got a word or phrase that's bugging you? Call our feedback line and maybe Ben can answer your question. 206-221-3663. That's 206-221-3663.